USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to acquit President Trump on both of the articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress. Chief Justice John Roberts.
It is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
The vote was on party lines, except for Republican Mitt Romney, who voted to convict on abuse of power.
The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did.
86% of the precincts have reported from Monday's Iowa caucus. Pete Buttigieg is still slightly ahead of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden a distant third and fourth. This is USA Radio News.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.